Hello everyone and welcome to New Sextra Review, and today's product is the Stephanie 42.32 pound full-size sex doll male masturbator torso from NAS Nova. So this is another just almost full-size doll. It's missing the arms, most of the leg, and the head. So, but look what the price difference. You're paying less than $500 for this. But without further ado, let's jump into it. All right, hello everyone. This is the Stephanie doll from NAS Nova. And I have her on top of the Tantalee Aurora 2.0, which again is within 1 inch of Celestina's body measurements. So the Aurora torso, which is underneath the Stephanie torso, is life size. It's exactly the same size as my sex doll waifu, who's she's 170 centimeters or about 5'5". So she's life size. Now the Stephanie doll, as you can see, is slightly smaller. This is actually a little bit of a puzzler because she's bigger than a body pillow. Like, I review a lot of smaller dolls, which I call anime body pillow sized. She's bigger than those, but she's not quite life size, although she's listed on the website as full size. So I think what she is she's Asian sized. So if you've ever like dated Asian girls, they can be kind of short. Sometimes on the little, they run short. And so, like, she's clearly, like, she's not an anime body pillow. She's a little small. She's Asian size. So that's what Stephanie is. I just want to show Stephanie next to the Aurora torso so you can see the size difference. I have to hold on to her or she will roll off because, you know, those boobs, those are load-bearing boobs. But I just want you to see the two dolls on top of each other. You can see the Stephanie doll is smaller than the Aurora torso. And so she's in between anime body pillow size and what I would call life size. I'm going to dub this Asian size. So she is a full Asian sized sex doll torso from NAS Nova. All right. So here is the Stephanie doll on an anime body pillow. And you can see she's too big. She's like, if I want to move the doll down where she's not covering her face, everything is too big. Her hips are too low. Her breasts are too low. But if I raise the doll to where the breasts are, I'll be covering her head with her shoulders. She's bigger than an anime body pillow, but she's not like full size. She's Asian size. She's Asian size. She's the fun size of women. So the good news is if you are into smaller Asian women, this is essentially a life-size doll. It is bigger than an anime body pillow. Now, if you have an anime body pillow and you want a doll to interact with it, this may or may not work for you. On the one side, it is too big for the image. Even on a larger anime body pillow, the doll is just too big. It clearly overshadows the picture. However, when you use a smaller doll, it does feel a little weird, particularly if you're doing missionary, because you're kind of just overbearing, you know, like towering over the doll. But maybe you need a slightly larger doll, even if it means it doesn't exactly match the artwork on the anime body pillow. So if you have an anime body pillow, this doll may work for you, but just be aware that it is slightly oversized for the anime body pillow, but it's not full life size. It's kind of in between the anime body pillow and a life-size doll. Now, I do apologize for having to cover up the doll with this swimsuit. It's because YouTube doesn't allow nudity anymore. They crack down on doll nudity. It's dumb, but here we are. If you want to see everything, you want to see all the goods, all the holes, all the jiggles, you could go to the website and you could look at the pictures and video they have on the website and you'll see everything. But on this review, I can't show you her nipples or her vagina or her anus. But rest assured, they look amazing. In fact, I have nothing negative to say about this doll. This doll is awesome, and it's very reasonably priced. It's under $450, which for essentially a life-size doll. Now, again, it's Asian-sized, so it's a little on the small side, but it's life-size other than being slightly smaller. But again, if you're into Asian girls, if you like girls who are a little bit on the shorter side, this is perfect for you. But everything feels great. So it has the nice squishy boobs, look at these nice squishy jiggly boobs. These are perfect, they feel perfect. No complaints about the breasts. You can titty fuck them. You can jiggle them. You can do whatever you want. And now the ass feels great too. Let me show you her ass. All right, the ass. Now I've had problems with asses in some dolls. Sometimes the ass feels too smushy. This feels perfect. This is the perfect ass. It's squishy but firm. It's perfect, squeezable, pinchable ass. Let's do the jiggle and spank test. Got a nice, powerful swat. Good spank, good jiggle. The ass is perfect. As far as the feeling goes, it feels completely real. I could even feel the G-spot exactly where it's supposed to be. So the channels are anatomically correct. Everything felt great. Okay, so I'm going to show you how poseable this doll is. So let's sit her up. So you can see you can bend her waist. You can open her legs. Ooh. And she holds that pose completely. Her legs aren't too stiff. They're not fighting you. The doll's perfect. Sometimes the doll, either the material is so firm that it fights you unless the joints are very stiff. But then if they're too stiff, it's hard to pose. Not this time. Perfect. All right. In fact, I do have a story to tell about this doll. When the doll arrived, it arrived in a box with almost no packing material. In fact, I have the box right here. I can just show you. So here, if I can rotate, that's the box she came in. Notice the lack of foam, the lack of, you know, blankets. It's just a box. So here's the issue. All right, so here's the issue. When I opened the box, the doll was completely bent into a ball the wrong way. I mean, I'll show you what it looked like. So the doll was like this when I first unboxed her. Her back was completely bent the wrong way. And I was a little bit upset because I didn't see any packing material. Usually dolls are packed very tightly in blankets and foam and all this stuff. And this doll was just kind of sitting in a box, bent like a pretzel. But I can't even really knock it because it bent back. And then after I bent it back, it was fine. There was no discernible damage. So part of me wants to deduct points for the lack of packing material, but it didn't really matter. The lack of packing material didn't actually do anything to the doll. Even when the doll was bent backwards, the doll just bent right back and there was no discernible damage to the doll. So I really can't even knock it for not being packed correctly. All right, so let's talk about price. The price is under $500. It's $468.99. I have an old coupon code. If you enter code TFM at checkout, it may take off 10%. I don't know if that coupon code's expired. I asked them to send me, you know, whatever coupons they wanted to send me, and they didn't send me a new one. So I assume my old coupon code works, but if it doesn't, I'm sorry. It's still a good price. It's already technically on sale. I guess the MSRP is $559.99 and it's on sale for $468.99. But, you know, if you can get it for less, I mean, why not get it for less? But anyway, highly recommended for its price. Obviously, if you're willing to spend a couple hundred dollars more, you get a full life-size doll that's going to feel absolutely perfect in your arms. But if you like smaller women, if you like Asian girls, then this might be perfect for you. And you're going to save a couple hundred dollars on top of that. So check out Nas Nova. Check out my coupon code. Again, just use TFM at checkout. If it doesn't work, I apologize. They didn't send me a new coupon code, though. So this is all I got. But anyway, I still recommend this doll, even if it doesn't have a coupon code. But thank you, Nas Nova, for sending me this doll. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.